website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to have a brief monologue, and then we'll introduce our special guest today. We're going to be talking about an issue that I think is very grave, very serious, and ought to grasp the attention of every listener. We're talking about today democratic insurrection. Yes, we're talking about the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party that's advocating, openly advocating, by way of videotapes, by way of newsreels, by way of being interviewed on several of the Marxist media networks, they're advocating the overthrow of America. I would have never dreamed that we'd come to this point and place in our nation today. I would have never dreamed it possible that one of the main parties, main political parties, would advocate anarchy and insurrection in our nation. I realize in the past several years, I've realized for several years now, that it's the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that wants to have the illegal Islamic invaders to come in, the illegals to come in and to give them all kinds of benefits, the EBT card, cell telephones, place to live, food to eat, medical care, etc., etc., to preparation for the perpetuation of continuing the Democratic Party. That's the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this without any reservation whatsoever, that's the most dangerous apparatus operative in America today. And as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we ought to be aware of it. We ought to continue to pray and ask God to divinely intervene and to block it, to stop it in any way, any fashion possible to preserve our constitutional republic. That's where we're going. That's what we're going to talk about. That's the issue today. And it's my desire to have you join in the dialogue and discussion as we talk about this very grave, serious issue and all of the ramifications and the side effects that's taking place even as we speak. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so in recognition of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. In Proverbs 29 and verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, even though we're seeing some good things taking place at the hands of our president, he cannot control it all. And may I say to you, we're witnessing the major difficulties, and I believe that we're in a state of mourning as a result of it. Proverbs 14:34 says this, righteousness exalteth, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation. But sin is a reproach, that is a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And we're seeing lawlessness prevailing today as never before in the history of America. May I say to you, it's time that we, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, recognize the need to be involved, the need to pray, the need to seek God's face, the need to ask God to intervene and preserve, protect, our nation. And as we face the issues and we base it on the written, revealed Word of God, I call it the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14, 6, Jesus himself said, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God: "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, we can count on, depend on, lean on, rely on each and every day. Perhaps you've heard me say before, if I didn't believe that God's still on the throne, if I didn't believe that God is sovereign, if I didn't believe that God is the one that's in control of this whole world, I'd not want to get up of a morning. But I'm thankful to place my head on the pillow at night in the realization and the recognition that God is alive, God is still on the throne, and God has not abandoned this whole world. The truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, is found in John 17, 17. Thy word is truth. Then in John and Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's a pretty good that's a pretty good length of time. Forever. Everlasting, eternal, never ending. Yet we find George Orwell in the secularist of yesteryear, in the dystopian novel entitled 1984. It was Orwell that says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, I find that to be sadly, sadly, so very, very true today. You witness what is taking place. You can just watch what President Trump says, what the head of DHS says, and other leaders in the Trump cabinet. And they're rebuked, they're refuted, they are rejected and demeaned on every hand, as though they were not telling the truth. It is a fact, and I'm looking at a headline that's frightening: Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. The article reads in part, American institutions are suffering from the collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. One paragraph further, it says, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education, and there's no more serious problem than the notion that is fashionable in academia today and for decades that truth is simply relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. And according to one of the surveys about 1 year ago now, it says most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. And they're going to define younger Americans as being 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials. In fact, according to this survey, the millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. And without truth, ladies and gentlemen, our nation is gone. It's awash today with falsehoods, errors, and deceit that's tearing us apart. And I want to say at the very outset, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ himself in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25 and 26 said this. It is very, very clear. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing a divided nation today. No longer can we call it the United States of America, but in reality, the divided states of America. And it's sad to say, but that's a factual definition, and in my opinion, of where we are. Because we've left the divine truth of the Word of God. We've left what God says out of the vocabulary, the society, the higher education, the thought process, the political processes today, simply have ignored the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God as being the truth book and the source of all truth. May I say to you, the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus had something to say about that. This is a quote that I've used for many, many years. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That remains my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. is to stand on the truth, listen to it, love it, learn it, live it, tell it, be willing to stand and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flies Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Just a few more moments of brief monologue. We'll introduce our guest for today, a guest that we've had a number of times on the broadcast, but one that always brings a fresh breath of information and, how would you say, truth that should cause us to look up, lift up our heads, and to realize that God's still on the throne. But ladies and gentlemen, every morning, listen, no exception, every morning as we wake up, we find more and more sad news. Another shooter, another car or truck that's driven into a crowd of people, killing the entire families. Wherein the dust settles, ladies and gentlemen, we see that it's another evidence of anarchy, another evidence, ladies and gentlemen, of the demonstrations of insurrection in our nation. Listen, we're witnessing the disintegration of our once United States of America, and it's being carried out, promulgated, pushed, underwritten by outside forces that want to see the globalists come in and destroy our nation. We've witnessed in recent months where the institutions of higher learning, as they're called, some of at one time the most prestigious universities in America, have been the incubators, the carriers of, and the promulgators of those that hate America, those that want to come in and undermine and destroy our nation, our constitutional republic, and representative form of government, those that are simply pushing the Islamic jihadist movement, those that are pushing every ism and schism, as I call it, that will tear down our nation, and the warp and the woof, that's the very fabric of our nation, being destroyed. But ladies and gentlemen, I think to top it all, I could sit here and talk this entire day about some of the events we've seen, some of the events that have taken place, some of the movers and shakers of these events and what it's doing to the very foundation of our nation, the very fabric of our nation, where President Trump's been sued some 500 some odd times because of the moves that he's making to protect America, to seal the borders, and to keep America safe and to get the illegal invaders out of our nation that's raping, robbing, pillaging, killing, and destroying our citizens. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe the thing that caps it all, the thing that tops it all off, that verifies and validates what I've been saying for some time about the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic party that's wanting to tear down and destroy our nation. I'm looking at a headline. You must refuse illegal orders. Democrats in Congress encourage the U.S. military to defy President Trump and the Department of War, Pete Hegseth. A handful of Democrats in Congress who served in the U.S. military and intelligence communities are raising eyebrows with a new video encouraging current service members to refuse to follow, quote, what they're calling illegal orders issued by the administration of President Donald J. Trump. Quote, we want to speak directly to the members of the military and to the intelligence community who take risk every day to keep Americans safe. The lawmakers say, taking turns in the brief clips. We know you're under enormous stress and pressure right now. This Democrat speaking on the video. Further, they say, this administration is pitting our uniformed military intelligence communities and professionals against America's citizens. Like us, you all swore an oath to protect and defend this Constitution. Right now, the threats to our Constitution are just coming from, or not, aren't just coming from abroad, but right here at home. Quote, our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders, quoting twice. You must refuse illegal orders. No one has to carry out orders that violate the law of our Constitution. Quote, we know this is hard, and that is a difficult time to be a public servant, but whether you're serving in the CIA, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or others, your vigilance is critical, and know that we have your back. Because now, more than ever, the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws, our Constitution, who we are as Americans. The video concludes with the message, don't give up the ship. Stephen Miller replied to that, President Trump's chief deputy staff member. He says, Democrat lawmakers are now openly calling for insurrection. I second that motion. I say that's precisely exactly what they're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, I have with us today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida, and I'm delighted that Congressman Hill is with us. I think this is an issue, Congressman Hill, that every citizen, every Christian, every patriot should be concerned about. So thank you so much for taking time of what I know is a busy schedule to join us with this discussion today. What say you about the Democrats and what they're doing in this video? What will it do? What has it done? And what can we point to?
Dr. Youngblood, I also said an oath of office as I graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1980, and then each time that I was promoted to first lieutenant and then to captain before I separated, I too said an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, enlisted people also say an oath of office, and theirs varies a little bit, which says that they will obey the lawful orders of their superiors. So what these Democrats are trying to do is tell enlisted personnel, and of course, by a caveat, going on to the officer corps, that you do not have to obey unlawful orders. That statement on itself is true. However, what they are saying is that each enlisted person, down to a private, has the responsibility and duty to determine in their own mind if a law that was given to them or an order that was given to them is lawful or unlawful. We cannot have that in a military. A military cannot survive without good order and discipline. The people who said this were very bold about it. And I believe the reason they were bold about it is because they have seen in the past what Democrats have gotten away with in terms of going after this president, going after President Trump's administration, and trying to derail it, to cause its demise, and to stop it at any cost. They have seen others have gotten away and nothing has happened to them. So they think nothing is going to happen to them for doing this. And sadly, I'll have to add, Dr. Youngblood, that it looks like that's going to be the case now. The Republicans came out with their hand-wringing and blustering, saying we must call them to account. We must bring this Senator Kelly back from retirement and do a court-martial, but nothing has happened. At least it takes so long for anything to happen that everyone knows that for punishment to be effective, it must be swift and it must be corrective. And we're not seeing that when it comes to the Democrats attacking our president and attacking this great nation. They're not just attacking President Trump. They are attacking this nation. The Democrats who are elected officials, even those who are not elected, judges. We see all these judges who are trying their best to slow down, to impede, and actually stop all of the valid things that President Trump and his administration are doing to actually make America great again. No matter what decision President Trump makes, there is some judge somewhere who thinks that they have the power to issue a nationwide injunction, and that is just not true.
Absolutely. And Congressman Hill, just a thought from that. And the last numbers that I saw was like 516, 526 or something, some astronomical number of suits that have been filed against Trump, Trump administration, the Trump acolytes, those in the Trump orbit, those in the Trump cabinet, et cetera, et cetera. Is it possible, this has just been my thought on it, is it possible that they're doing this, as you said, you used the term slowing down the process, but is it possible there's a mindset that if we can just put Trump on hold long enough, and I'm calling using that term, put his movement on hold long enough, we'll have the 2026 midterm elections. The Democrats are now saying they're going to take back the House and the Senate in 2026 seats, 26 elections. Is it possible they're saying we're going to try to slow everything down, foot drag everything, so that by the time the midterm elections take place, the Democrats are back in power, and all of this will be for naught? Is that what their goal is in your sight?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I think that is exactly what they're doing, but I think they're even going beyond the midterms. I think what they are, their mindset is, look, a year already has almost gone by, and we have slowed him down quite a bit of everything he's wanted to do. We can do it for three more years. Now, they are delusional if they think that they're going to win the midterms, the House and the Senate. The only way they can get that done, and I am emphatic about this, Dr. Youngblood, the only way that Democrats can win an election is if they cheat. And they have demonstrated that time and time again. They have to cheat in order to win, either with ballots that are not counted properly, with illegal aliens who are voting, who, by the way, should not have the right to vote. Only U.S. citizens should have the right to vote, even if you're not here illegally. Let's say you're here on a work visa or on a student visa. You still do not have the right to vote, but Democrats want to count them anyway, and they do so in a number of states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, New Mexico. Even Georgia it has questions about ballots and who should vote properly. So they think that by continuing their cheating, because when they cheat, nothing seems to happen. Again, they get away with it. Mm-hmm. We can continue cheating. We'll take back the House and the Senate. And then right away, they are going to try to impeach President Trump, guaranteed. But here's the sad part about this, Dr. Youngblood. It's not just the Democrats doing this alone.
Right.
They are being helped by rhino Republicans.
Yes.
There are Republicans in the Senate and the House who are also fighting President Trump. Senator Thune, a long time ago, should have got rid of the filibuster because the Democrats would have done it. In fact, they did it before under Harry Reid. Mm-hmm. The filibuster is not something that's in the Constitution. It is simply a rule that was written by senators to what they call to make this a bipartisan effort. The bipartisan effort is getting elected. And then whoever is the majority, then you have the mandate to rule. And none of this bipartisan effort nonsense. What we need to do is get rid of that filibuster. A simple majority, which, by the way, is constitutional,
yes,
of members voting in the House and in the Senate, would be enough to get President Trump's agenda moving a lot more smoothly, even though they'll try to slow it down again through the judicial system, who, by the way, erroneously say that they are a co-equal branch of government. They are not a co-equal branch. When you read the Constitution and the enumerated powers given to each branch of government, the judicial branch was given the least power.
Absolutely.
Of the three branches.
Absolutely.
So they're not co-equal. They should be stopped in their tracks.
Absolutely. Hold your thought for just a moment, Congressman Hill. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Representative Hill. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Pray that you are.
Doing well. Representative Hill was correct. He's giving you the Air Force Officer Edition. I personally have a great deal of experience on what your typical... let's just start with this. I was in the 3rd Combat Brigade, 2nd of the 505th, 82nd Airborne Division there. I was a combat soldier. And I can tell you that as an infantry soldier, you are very well aware of what the rules of engagement are and what a lawful and an unlawful order are. Those particular politicians, each of them comes from a branch of service or from a three-letter agency, and the intent that they spoke was to get your average soldier, an enlisted soldier, to question. That was completely disingenuous on their part and completely wrong. you have to, you're aware, if you're a combat soldier, what an illegal order is. And I'll give you a couple examples. One is you don't fire on unarmed civilians. However, if somebody's armed and they are presenting you with resistance there, you're entitled to self-defense. But the minute, including uniformed enemy combatants, cease operations against you, you are not allowed to do further harm to those individuals. You must treat them in accordance with the Geneva Convention.
Yes.
You cannot do anything above and beyond that. I was dumbfounded when I heard that video and I watched it. I'm like, oh, these people, they know exactly what they're doing. They did that to sow dissension. It's the only purpose they had in releasing that ridiculous statement.
All right, Jim, let's make a quick transition, and I'll throw this out for you and Congressman Hill both to respond to in the few minutes we have before the top of the hour news. Can we do a fast forward and say that as a result of this video, we've just witnessed an Islamic jihadist drive 3,000 miles from Washington State to D.C. and fire upon two National Guardsmen, killing one and injuring the other, that is very, very critical condition now. Do you see a nexus here with that, Jim?
I see a nexus with their death cult. He was a combatant in Afghanistan that helped the United States Armed Forces there. Is there a possibility that he was influenced to commit this act at that particular time? Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, let me ask you, Jim, I don't know what your time schedule is like, if you can hold over until after the news. And Congressman Hill, let me throw this back to you for just a moment before our news break. As we witness what has happened with this person driving that 3,000 miles, he is an Islamic. He served under the leadership, the direction, the training of the CIA in Afghanistan. Is it something that we need to know that we're not being told right now about that? Those orders, those instructions that may be part of what he's done now in light of the Democrats with their statement in their video to not obey any of the Trump orders. That's basically what they're saying. What say you?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, what they are trying to do is stop ICE and the National Guard from deporting these illegal immigrants. And the protesters who come out, who are largely not armed, as Jim was saying, and to prevent the National Guard and ICE from firing on these individuals, even though they are causing a lot of mayhem and harm as they attack these ICE officials. So
absolutely,
what they are trying to do is stop, impede, and get rid of this deportation of illegal immigrants.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, if you would, hold on. And ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.